It's Friday. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. Earlier this week, we asked you to discuss your memory methods. Remember that? Well, today, we're going to share some of what you had to say. First up, though, the governor of Colorado has suspended any controlled burns in the state. That's when a fire is set on purpose to clear away brush. The governor made that decision because of this. It's a wildfire in the area near Denver. Started out as a controlled burn, but erupted into something much larger. Firefighters have dropped thousands of gallons of chemicals on the fire, trying to get the thing under control. Two people have died because of it. Dozens of houses have been destroyed or damaged. A family shot this video as it escaped from the fire. It might look like the middle of the night. It's actually during the day. The smoke from the fire is what made things so dark. And you can see the difference as the car gets past the flames. The whole family made it out okay. From Colorado, we're heading to Afghanistan. Last week, a U.S. military convoy was driving through a province in the northeastern part of Afghanistan. Some kids were in the road, so a few of the soldiers got out of their vehicles to move the kids out of the way. Dennis Weichel was one of those soldiers. He noticed a vehicle moving toward an Afghan girl who went back to pick something up in the road. Weichel grabbed the girl, got her out of the way, saved her life, and sacrificed his. Weichel was a member of the Rhode Island National Guard. The state is honoring him by flying its flags at half staff until his funeral on Monday. Our next stop is the North Sea, which separates the United Kingdom from parts of Europe. Nearly 240 workers had to be taken off an oil rig there because of a leak. But not an oil leak, it was a gas leak. Officials say it seems to have started when workers were sealing a well in the North Sea. The danger with a gas leak is that gas catches fire more easily than oil does. Yesterday, experts were considering whether to wait for the gas to stop leaking on its own or whether they should drill a relief well or try to plug up the leak.
Just the facts. Autism refers to a series of developmental disorders. These usually appear in children before they're 3 years old. Children with autism generally struggle with social interaction, language, and behavior. There isn't a cure for autism, but treatment has been shown to offer significant help.
Doctors haven't identified any one specific thing that causes autism. Because it's a series of disorders, and because no two children with autism are alike, there are probably many possible causes. According to a new report, doctors do know that a number of children with autism is increasing. Dr. Sanjay Gupta explores how the numbers have changed, why it's significant, and what might be some of the reasons for the increase.
Frankie Sanders is a ninth grader who loves to play chess on his iPad and is trying to pass the test for his driver's permit. Frankie also has autism. As you may know, that's a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects language, behavior, and social skills. Boys make up the vast majority of cases. What you may not know is that 12 years ago, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention began to estimate the total number of cases in the United States. They based it on a count of 8-year-old children with autism in select communities. If you look back in the years 2000 and 2002, it was about one child in 150 with autism. 2 years later, one in 125. Then, one in 110. And now the latest report, as of 2008, the last time an estimate was performed, 1 in 88 children has autism. That's a 78% increase just over the last decade. And the question on a lot of people's minds is why.
How much of that increase is a result of better tracking, and how much of it is a result of an actual increase, we still don't know.
Researchers have discovered many genes linked to autism, but in most cases, genes are only one part of the equation. And genes alone wouldn't change that fast in just 10 years. There is something else that triggers the problem.
We're talking about infections, we're talking about social conditions, and we're talking about exposures to toxicants, things in the environment.
Researchers are still looking for answers, but what they do know is that diagnosing children early is critical, as was the case with Frankie Sanders.
Frankie was diagnosed when he was 15 months old. He immediately began to get speech therapy and occupational therapy and physical therapy. He was placed in a group with kids who were typically developing.
All that hard work is paying off. Frankie is now 15. He attends a regular high school and plays on the football team.
We can diagnose autism at 2 years of age almost always, by 90% of the children, by three certainly. And we actually can diagnose it at 18 months in many children.
But according to this new report, most cases are diagnosed late, after age 2 or 3. That's when therapy has been shown to help the most, especially with speech and communication.
This is small. This is big. Keep going.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, reporting.